Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Play an alternative time track. The game of historical ifs. What if Woodward and Bernstein hadn't got on to the revelatory but subtle flaws in the cover story and hadn't opened the whole thing up? And or what if they did, but you hadn't backed them, or you hadn't been editor of the Washington Post and in a position to back them? What if, in fact, the Washington Post investigation hadn't occurred in the form that it did? Would the whole thing still have unraveled, and would it have led to the first resignation by an American president?
Well, I don't know.
Or were you guys crucial to that?
I think in the first, until January of 1973, I think we were crucial. Because other reporters and other editors, especially editors, didn't believe it. And they thought it was, they bought into the Republican argument that this was the fall of an election year. And, of course, the Post was going to be anti-Nixon. And I think that once it got, in January of 73, it got to Judge Sirica. And he had this brilliant idea of sentencing these people to, you know, 100 years in jail, but telling them that he was willing to reduce the sentence if they cooperated, and they began to cooperate. Not the Cubans, Cuban-Americans, mm-hmm. but the Barkers and the McCords, especially McCord and Hunt. And I think it was out. The cat was out of the bag. Certainly the cat was out of the bag when the tapes, the existence of the
but
tapes.
But you guys pulled the cat out, halfway out of the bag to begin with.
And I think we made it very difficult. We got it to court.
Yeah.
And we probably got it further than that. We probably got it to the Senator Sam Ervin and the special committee. And then I don't think you could stop it. I mean, it was the committee who and I must say, Woodward, working with the committee, it was Woodward who said, you know, to Sam Darrow, saying, you know, you some months ago you told me about some you haven't interviewed this guy yet. What the hell is his name? I'll think about it in a minute. The colonel who was in charge of the tapes. And why don't you interview him? And they kept bugging him to do it, and they were drowning in a mountain of and he got them, and by God, they got the tapes out of that.
Yeah.
And that was it.
You know, I don't know whether you reveal it here in this book for the first time, but I hadn't known until I read A Good Life that through all of those years of the investigation and through all of the years of the Washington Post coverage of Watergate, you never actually knew, and you never directly asked Woodward, who is Deep Throat.
I didn't ask him until 2 years later, I think, maybe a little longer, because I knew in generically where he was placed. I knew what the
in government
in
mean.
Government yeah. and in government circles. I don't want to mislead you. I didn't feel, given the constant accuracy of his information, that I had to know. It was after the second book they wrote, The Final Days, in which people began to sort of suggest that maybe there was no such person, or that it was a composite.
Yeah, yeah.
And I felt that although the Grahams never asked me, that I ought to know, and I must say they still never asked me, and I have not told them.
Is it the case then that to this moment there are only four people in the world who know definitively who Deep Throat is? Woodward, Bernstein, you, and Mr. Deep Throat?
Yeah, as far as I know. I mean, I know what Woodward has told me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he could have told 16 other people that I don't know about. I don't believe it I don't believe it at all. But that's what I think.
But you have said, indeed you say in this book, that anybody, your phrase, with a computer and with the relevant information available publicly, could figure it out.
I don't say that they could. I wondered if they couldn't. If you can put a million binary decisions to a computer in a nanosecond, if you could find the proper question, was so-and-so in town or out of town when such-and-such happened, and or was he sick, or was he, you know, what day did they meet, and was it raining, and all of that stuff. It seems if you put all those unknown into a computer, you could dismiss certain people.